Government leaders, it's understood, have agreed proposals that will see excise duty on diesel cut by 20 cent and by 15 cent on petrol until at least the end of May. The measures are set to be announced today. They'll include a temporary increase in the maximum rebate allowable under the diesel rebate scheme, which is administered by the Revenue Commissioners, up to 12 cent per litre. That's from 7.5 cent per litre until the 30th of June. This will take effect immediately upon the passage of a resolution in the Dáil and will be backdated to the 1st of January at a cost of approximately 10 million euro. That's what it is being talked about. It will mitigate the additional fuel costs currently being borne by hauliers and passenger transport operators. Wider sectors of the economy which are dependent on haulage for distribution service may also indirectly benefit from this measure. And of course, there are measures being put in place as well. The overall package will include targeted energy supports for pensioners, carers and people with disabilities. That's set to cost 235 million. And on the fuel front, there is expected to be a pause for the National Oil Reserves Agency levy for 2 months, but this will require the passing of legislation. It's charged at 2 cents per litre on motoring fuel and on home heating oil. Once that legislation is passed, it would mean there'd be an effective cut in levies of 17 cents on petrol and 22 cents on diesel. With me on the line to talk about this is Fine Gael, Senator for Kerry, and that is Mike Kennelly. Senator Kennelly, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Okay, will this package be enough? And what's your view on what Simon Harris and Micheál Martin have come up with?
Yeah, look, today is very welcoming, Gerry. Simon Harris today will bring forward these proposals that you just mentioned to cut excise duty on diesel by 20 cent and 15 cent on petrol until the end of May. But also significantly, the fuel allowance, the weekly payment, you know, to support for the most people in need as well, the pensioners, the carers, people with disabilities, low-income family, working families, you know, their week fuel allowance is doubled for the next four or five weeks. So basically their fuel allowance will be raised up to 76 euros per week. And that is covering nearly 500,000 households in the country right now. So it is very welcoming. But one thing I'm calling for today, and the one thing we've had party meetings with the minister and with the Tánaiste, is that whatever changes come in, that these changes are implemented tonight at 12 o'clock, at 12:01. Because 4 weeks ago, these petrol pump stations, they were fast enough to put it back up. So now I'm really calling on these guys today to reduce it proportionally at the rate that we have cut today, and that legislation will be passed above the Dáil later on this evening, and further action will be taken. Listen, Gerry, the government, there was no bounce reaction on this over the last 4 weeks. This war was only intended for 48 hours, President of America said. So the reaction and the action time is proportionate. It's needed, and it's been going to be implemented tonight to ease the pain. And it's universal. These price drops tonight are, and you mentioned about the diesel rebates and all that for the bus conductors and the bus operators. But tonight, the person going to work in tomorrow morning, the person taking their kids to school, the person, you know, doing their shopping, because we live in rural Ireland, I suppose, really. So everything is neutralised around the use of a car, the school bus. So this is welcoming news tonight. And look, they will keep an eye on it. They will keep it, control of it. It's what I'm looking for and what we're all asking for. So this welcoming news, and let's see it being brought to the pumps tonight at 12:01.
Okay, there is a warning from the Irish Fuel Provider Association talking about the fact that, look, it may be a day or two depending on when you get it, because they'll have fuel in their reserve tanks in the forecourts that they'll have paid the excise on. It might take a couple of hours, it might take a day or two in some petrol stations before we see the price reduction, because until they get the fuel they didn't pay the levy on, they won't be able to pass it on to the consumer.
You mentioned price gouging on the tickets to go see the Republic of Ireland play this week in the World Cup qualifiers. The fuel gouging that apparently did go on is being under review right now, and any person that was gouging at the pumps. I mean, this wasn't rip-off government. This wasn't rip-off Ireland. This was rip-off Donald Trump and his antics that were passed through. There was an opportunity to raise the pumps. Even last night, there was prices going up across the country at the petrol stations, Gerry. So the gouging is not wanted. they were fast enough to put it up 4 weeks ago, and I've asked this and I've stated this. Let them be fast enough now to bring it down to the proportionals, 20 cents and 17 cents tonight at 12:01. And I don't care about what, you know, that they're saying it'll take 1 day, 2 days. They were fast enough to put it up 4 weeks ago. Now let them be fast enough to bring it back down.
You want to see it being brought back down as fast
absolutely
as possible. Okay. Sinn Féin are criticising. Yeah. Sorry. Yes, go on.
Go on, good. You mentioned Sinn Féin there.
Sinn Féin, yeah, they're accusing you of abandoning those dependent on home heating oil. They're looking to amend the financial resolution in the Dáil this evening. Labour are calling for a 10% cut on public transport fares. And other parties are calling for the return of the universal energy credit off electricity bills. This government, they're doing neither of those things. None of those things.
Joey, you mentioned Sinn Féin. The leader of Sinn Féin, the finance speaker for Sinn Féin last week above in the Dáil said the country was taking in 38 million a week on duty at the pumps. And they were scaremongering, they were misinformation, disinformation to the people. People were running scared like hell because of misinformation by that. There was actually 3 million coming in. And he said there were 38 million coming in. And you want them to lead the country and the finances and their legislation that they would be proposing when they couldn't even get their figures right. So I'm not even going to accept what they have on their playbook, I'll be honest with you. In relation to the one thing that the fuel poverty for the people in disability, the government are looking at longer sanctions on this, really actions on it. They're not, I suppose, really the day of one-off payments in jeopardy or people in jeopardy. That is gone. But they are looking at longer term before the budget this year coming up to relieve that stress and give the people a financial aid package going into next winter. But you know, in relation to Sinn Féin, I mean, look. They're scaremongering, they're fighting the hoopers out of people, and I just can't accept what they're bringing.
They're dealing with reality, that people need real help, particularly those who have had to pay astronomical figures for their home heating oil, pensioners, people on fixed incomes who are...
Yes, and the home heating oil...
They're saying
that
has been done by your government on that.
And the home heating oil is EU legislation, so there's talks on that, so we're hopefully bringing that to the Dáil this week as well on resolution. Look, Sinn Féin speak on about the fuel allowance. There is no talk about the fuel allowance in their proposal. None. We have doubled that today. We've doubled it. They mentioned about scrapping the carbon tax. I'm actually dealing with an elderly couple right now, Jerry, who are getting their house insulated, attic walls around the house. It's coming to about 35,000. That is where their carbon tax is going to, you know, so to help these people retrofit their houses and not to live in poverty. So that's where we are. And we're fighting every day in this. There's been a crisis every month since I became a senator, and the government are acting proportionally and appropriately with it. It's prudent. We have a surplus, Jerry. We're dealing with it. If we were throwing money left, right and centre like the opposition come at us every week, we wouldn't have a pot to pee in. And that's reality. So the measures today are welcomed. We need them implemented tonight, 12:01, for the people in this county and to see the benefits of it, Jerry. And that's where we are.
All right, Senator Connolly, final issue on a separate issue, and this is something that your party has done a survey on recently in relation to the need to change the school meals scheme across the country. It's been unevenly distributed. There was promises of hot school meals in a number of Kerry schools. That hasn't come to pass. There's criticisms as well as some schemes started off. They were providing a range of different foods. That's been totally scaled back now. I don't know why. Maybe the companies themselves are under pressure in terms of their cost base. It doesn't seem to be working in terms of its rollout. What are you saying needs to be done?
Yeah, Jerry, first of all, can I welcome my senator colleague, Senator Linda Nelson Murray from Meath, ordered this survey, I suppose, really. She's, you know, we've seen issues with it. Okay, now, first of all, Jerry, you know, this was a pilot scheme, the free school meals, right? In 2019, it was piloted to 39 schools. It is now in 3,200 schools. And it's feeding over 550,000 kids a day across the country and across Kerry even. There are 300 schools that have to yet, I suppose, really tie into this game, but we're urging them to get into it. Now, the reason the survey was done, Jerry, was to make it better. Find out, you know, Fingal brought this in. Let's thank him as well. So the reason the survey and the report was launched was to make it better. To see the deficiencies in it.
8,000 parents, widespread dissatisfaction with what's on offer in terms of nutritional quality choice and the huge amount of waste generated. What are you going to do to fix that?
Absolutely. And on the recommendations, look, the wastage is one. They've also identified, you know, a five-year-old getting the same size meal as a 12-year-old, you know, is not adequate either. So there's an education piece on wastage as well for parents. I mean, there is no point in sending a packed lunch with a child to school. You know, they're not going to eat both, so there is wastage again. So, you know, there's a big education being proposed as well on this. It's costing $300 million, Jerry. That's the reason we did the report, and we want to roll it out into secondary schools. It's not a bad news story, Jerry. It's a brilliant news story, and we want to make it better, and we want to transfer this into the secondary schools where no kid goes to school. Where no kid in school will be left without a school meal. So it's good news, Jerry, and the recommendation is 15 in total, and we hope to have all those in place and supported by come budgetary times, because there will be additional monies needed on top of the $300 million from the Department of Social Protection on this.
The big question finally on this, Michael, in time as well, we're brief in time. The big question about this is a number of schools and a number of companies involved, the difficulty in providing the hot school meals, the safety training, the facilities on site in schools. Is that going to be fixed, that issue? Because promises were made after Christmas, we'll have the hot school meals, hasn't materialised. There's obviously problems and not many parents know what's going on. So will that be done?
Look, yes, there is a consistency between the suppliers and the types of food. In other words, that the consistency is as good among all the suppliers. Now, the food comes into schools in different ways, Johnny. Some suppliers cook from raw ingredients and deliver directly to the schools, to the food kitchens, you know. So, you know, some come in the containers. You know, a child might eat half of that during the school day. It comes home 4 hours later and it doesn't look well. It doesn't look pretty to the parents. And I said, look, this can't be continued. So they're walking around. There are 200 suppliers across the country, Jerry. And this is a huge operation. It's a huge operation. Even just on the nutrition side of it, Jerry, I'm going to leave it on this. On the nutrition side, there's less salt. The Department of Mental Health, the group have told us that the salt has been reduced, sugar has been reduced, and the fat has been reduced. And actually, in some cases, and which we need to receive all out across all schools, you know, the chicken goujons and, you know, we put them in breadcrumbs and fats. They're actually chicken goujons wrapped in rice flour. You know, so these are all nutritional foods that will be rolled out. And that's why we did the report and the survey. And that's why we did it. We need to make it better. And that's where we are. And those recommendations brought to Cabinet.
We'll see if that happens. Yeah. Okay, Senator Mike Kennedy, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us on that. If you want to get in touch with us on the programme, that's Fine Gael Senator Mike Kennedy on the government's planned package of supports for people today to do with the Middle Eastern war and the crisis in the price of oil and fuel.